Hello there, you are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Let the bow break, let it come down, crash. Let the sun fade out to a dark sky. I can't say I didn't
realize
it was absent.
Yeah, we're having connection issues, I guess. But hey, hopefully everything's okay right now and you can hear everybody. But it is the Dutch and Royce program here on morelikeradio.com. Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. Morelikeradio.com, obviously. I am Joel Dutchman here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello, everyone.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
And Sherry Dahl.
I'm here.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, this number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us up on Skype, Hippo Juice Film.
Miami MILF is, she's pointing out, what song is this? It's so...
This is I Choose You by Sarah Bareilles. And every wedding I've ever done in the last, 2 years... I've been asked to have this song played as either the first dance or the walk down music. So I did a wedding yesterday. Yes, yesterday.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
They must have been trying to save money.
All of the money.
All of it. And it was probably one of the worst weddings I've ever done. Not because the groom and the bride and everybody wasn't cool, but everything went wrong. Nobody danced because it was a Monday. It was fucking horrible. As far as being I got paid either way, it didn't matter. But I do these things because they're fun. Weddings are fun. Receptions are fun. Just having people, seeing people have a good time is always great. But on a Monday,
somebody's going to accuse you of the Mondays.
First of all, they set up the okay, so it was in this place called the Manor House in Littleton.
Well, which
Colorado.
Is it?
Whoa, the Person House. Come on.
Is it a manor or is it a house?
Okay, so you were at the cisgender house, and what happened?
So it's this old school looking colonial type of thing that's a destination place for, and people get married there all the time. It's one of those marriage places, you know? And they had an outdoor wedding in the garden.
Is it in Littleton, Colorado?
Yes, Littleton, Colorado. Yeah, Manor House, Littleton. If you want to look it up and pull.
And did you play In the Garden of Eden, baby?
No, I did not play that.
You're an idiot. That's that kills 12 minutes. It's a long song.
Well, dude, I was playing every long song I could because it got. I'll get to that in a second. How painful the whole dance situation got, So first of all, I get there and they have this whole surround sound built in, speakers that look like bushes all around the entire area. And they were like, oh, yeah, just set up your DJ stuff here. Plug in your system to this. And anything you need to play is going to go surround sound and, all the mics and everything. You don't have to set up your system out here. It's fine.
OK.
And I was like, great. So I take, as much time as it takes to set up a DJ booth, which is, takes a little while because. And the way that I have it now is that I actually have a bar that goes across my two speakers and I bolt the lights on top of that, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Instead of having a thing behind me or whatever. So I have everything, I take an hour and a half, whatever, however long it takes to set up. And then the guy who was running the AV there was so the surround sound thing isn't working. So you got to set up in the garden. This is literally 15 minutes before the ceremony is supposed to start. And I was just like, you're kidding me, right? He's like, no, it's not working. We can't get it to work. I'm like, let me look at it. Let me see if I can help. And he was no, it's not working.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't let you look at it?
All right, bro. Jesus Christ. He's one of those dudes. It's this is his thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know.
When we almost got into a fight with the guy during the first MLR live, remember that?
It's my boat. Don't mess with my boat.
It's my boat, dude. Oh my God. Fuck that. Oh, fuck him.
Guys who are like that, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry.
So So I have to like quickly take down what, first of all, yeah, they have all the lights and everything set up across the two speaker setups, like, you know, and they're 12 feet in the air. So I have to take all that off real quick, throw that outside, set up a quick table, put out just my mixer, you know, get my computer. And the thing is, like, the people who are getting married are like friends of mine. So like, and I was doing this wedding more as a favor. Like, I didn't charge them my normal rate because my friend Melissa and Dan, like, they got, I did their wedding and they recommended me and yada yada.
Right.
Anyways, so I just didn't want to fuck up their wedding because it was like, you know, they had a very specific intro and outro setup.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like set up my wireless mics and everything. That aside, so I had to like lug this shit 100 yards away from where I was set up.
Okay.
That aside, everything goes off with a slight hitch in, but the problem was there was like a gale force wind that was going on. Have you ever been in those weddings where like everything you think is going to be a beautiful day and then all of a sudden like a storm blows in? Mm. So I'm like getting drizzled on with my equipment, and like, you know, the wireless mics he's holding didn't have like a pop filter on it. So the wind's like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, God, we're here. Get. And I'm sitting there trying to ride the volume while all that's going right on. So then I had to bring everything inside. Now imagine like a regular reception area.
Right.
And all the tables and everything are set up. They had my DJ booth in the corner furthest away from the dance floor.
What?
Not on? Sense.
For like as far away as you can get from the dance floor, that's where my corner was.
Okay.
They had like a wooden thing set up and everything. I was just like, I'm going like, wait, this doesn't make sense. And even my friend who recommended me, who's also one of the bridesmaids, was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this doesn't make any sense at all. And I went to the coordinator, who's also, like, I guess, one of the owners of this house. And I was like, hey, so when the dancing starts, are they going to move these front tables? Because I feel like these people are going to get blasted with volume. I was trying to be nice about it, saying, you know, we need dancing in front of the booth. Like, that's right where it all takes place, right? And she's like, we've done thousands of weddings here, and all you DJs come in and say that nobody's gonna dance, and I'm telling you, it's not a problem. As if like as if like DJs are like this some sort of fraternity, so we all talk amongst each other.
So basically everybody's had the same complaint, but she is too stuck up, or he or whoever is,
she
is too stuck up to actually go, all right, maybe we should move, this is a problem for DJs.
And I was instead, like, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, just usually, like, you know, like, is there any other corner, or should we, you know, is it that much of a problem to maybe move a few tables once the, you know, the ceremony, or once the reception, once the party part of the reception gets going? And she was just like, I mean, we can if you really want to. She was really cunty about it. And I was just like, oh, hey. And then she blamed the bride. And then she was like,
of course.
Well, the bride wants it. She wanted, you know, her main, because like the main table is like at the front of the right dance floor area. And like it was like everything was like centered around that, and I'm in the back left.
Right.
To be fair, the bride is always wrong.
Always wrong.
And because she pulled that card, I was like, "Hey, look, whatever, you know, if the bride, if bride wants to do that, then you're fine." And I'm sitting here looking at this, going, "This is not going to be good."
Right.
Because I've done enough of these things to know that people want to be close to the music and close to the lights, and they don't want. So I literally had to like stretch my lights to go across the entire thing to try and hit the dance floor.
Right.
And I'm like angling my speakers to like try and go that way. It was, dude. So the dinner started, or so the wedding started at like 5:30. The dinner started around like 6:30. Everybody left by 9.
What?
They paid me till 11:30.
Dutch, you're breaking up. Mitch, are you there?
Oh, another thing.
Mitch, is Dutch breaking up on YouTube? Yeah. Okay, here, good. So it's Dutch's connection.
He's breaking up a lot.
Dutch, you're breaking up a lot.
Connection, my connection's terrible. I'll have to call you guys back.
Yeah, that's...
Let's fire him.
Well, I'm sorry that he had a bad wedding. However, the manor house is so pretty. I say we do another wedding just there for funsies.
No.
I bet it's super cheap if you get it on a Monday. It sounds like it.
It's gonna sound like shit, but it'll be fun. It'll look good.
What if instead of us having a wedding, we just like schedule a photo shoot as if we were having a wedding, because we'll have all of our outfits from weddings anyways. Right. Why don't we just do wedding photo shoots at fancy places? You don't have to have that full wedding.
A stylized shoot.
Yeah. And like show up at a day where other people are having weddings, so wedding things are already set up, and be like, this is my wedding. Do you think you'll get mad?
Say, oh yeah, I'm with them over there.
Do you think they'd get mad if I showed up in a wedding dress and be like, can I just take a few photos?
I don't know. Are Mitch and Cherry getting mad when I show up in a wedding dress?
Please do.
For your wedding? Because I'll fucking do it. I will do it. I don't think
you will.
I bought my wedding dress this weekend.
I know.
Hold on, Sherry. Set up for a second. Mitch,
it's about you.
Mitch, yeah, it is. Mitch, you really don't think I will? Because
I don't
will.
Think you will.
Oh, I fall. I will. I fucking will now.
For sure. I would have these would be the best photos ever if I could have two brides.
Just show up.
Not even a Mormon.
Both of us show up and we look at each other and go, one of us has to change.
Seriously. I need to come up with some sort of discount.
I swear we didn't plan this ahead of time.
I swear to God.
We need to have some sort of discount wedding photography business where we just have a stockpile of wedding dresses, where we bombard someone's almost about to have a wedding ceremony pre-photo shoot. And we just have people take really nice wedding photos in someone else's wedding. It'd be amazing. It'd be cheap. It'd be way more affordable than an actual wedding photography shoot. You know, you have to undercut them a little bit.
And what's going on here with now that Mitch is going to the gym? Look at him wearing his buff guy shirt. Look at that.
I've always worn this shirt. No, I've had this shirt.
He always has worn
if you've
this
always
shirt.
Worn
I bought
this
shirt at a thrift store for like $3.
If you've always worn it, that's fine. But now it actually looks good on you.
I have a whole bunch of button up shirts that I wear to work. And
oh, I saw
all of them are starting to get really tight on me. Like whenever I sit in the desk all day, so sometimes I stretch. I'm like, oh fuck, I can't go any
farther. Yeah, exactly. I saw Mitch wearing a shirt. I was like gonna pop open on him. He's like all fucking jacked. I'm like, what's going on here? You can't wear your redneck shirts anymore. In a give Mitch a couple months, he's gonna be wearing Affliction shirts.
Well, good job. That means you're working hard. Or hardly working, all right?
Nah.
Is Dutch
Sherry's back yet? Got some abs too.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she is.
Dutch is over here.
See him because she's not standing up.
I love how Mitch is just like, pull up your shirt.
Touch you.
Show the abs. There you go.
What? Look at those abs.
Good job, Sherry.
Look at that. When's the last time you've eaten?
2 months ago.
Okay, well, that'll do it.
You know,
shut up, you liar. I made you chicken, barbecue chicken this tonight.
You're starting really early. You have like a full year around.
Oh, don't. No, that means she's going to be ridiculous. She's going to be like super. She's going to be one of those fitness models. And then once she's out of the wedding dress, then she's going to just be a fat slob the rest of her life.
The good thing is, like, we started this before I even proposed to her. And
yeah,
we're gonna get married
because you know,
we just didn't want to be fat shits.
He waited to propose until I, you know, dropped some pounds.
Yeah. He wanted to start the marriage off right.
I wanted to make sure that you were on the right direction. I wanted to make sure you were on an uphill slope, not a downhill one.
Yeah.
First off, Asian American. We don't use that term anymore, Mitch. And, Dutch is gone.
Yeah, Dutch is gone. But I want to...
Hashtag fuck Dutch.
I want to ask Sherry about her dress shopping experience because...
I will tell you all about her dress shopping I wasn't there.
Tell us all about it, babe.
Well, all I know is... You went to the dress shop. You're like, oh my God, I've been waiting my whole life for this. And I want that one and that one
and
that
one. And that one.
How'd I do?
Terrible, actually.
Fuck off.
Well, I just want to know because you were holding up a sign that was drawn in chalk that said
honk if you're horny.
That she said yes to the dress. So that made me wonder if you went to some sort of professional, like, reality TV show type
because
store.
Because it had a chalkboard? Chalkboards are super cheap.
No, they drew.
You want me to get a chalkboard? Give me $5. I got a chalkboard right now from Amazon. And then we're going to be a fancy wedding store. It's a chalkboard.
No, that's... I don't know if they do it around where you are, but a lot of the bridal shops around here, I see them all the time
Shoppies.
With friends of mine or family of mine buys their dresses.
They brise.
So where did you go? Burlington Coat Factory?
They're more
the great coats. I love that. That's a fucking jingle. That's not regional. That's great. Okay, sorry.
What did a Hot Topic?
She went to the wedding shoppie.
Oh, it's a Johnny Depp wedding dress though.
The wedding shoppie.
Fucking Hot Topic. You know what? I honestly believe Hot Topic funded Suicide Squad to be made. Think about it. That's what it is. Oh, you guys saw Suicide Squad, but let's talk about the dress first.
We'll talk about that later.
Talk about the dress first. Sorry.
So you went to the wedding shoppie?
You went to the wedding store.
We went to the wedding shop. I went with my mom, Mitch's mom, and my grandma. And I had an amazing consultant. And at first I was like, I have to get in my bra and underwear with this girl. And by the end, I'm like, yeah, look at my underwear.
Because that's always been a problem for you.
No, it was just the first time.
Sherry hates clothes, especially if she's had wine.
Did you have wine at the wedding shoppie?
The first time I went to Royce Marie's pool party, I was hesitant about taking my bikini off too. And after it was off, I'm like, yeah, look at these titties.
Did you have wine at the wedding shoppie?
No, I didn't have wine at the wedding shoppie.
What kind of TLC bullshit is this? Not should be wine there.
I tried on I think it was like 8 dresses, maybe 10. I don't even remember. I felt like I tried on a lot more than I actually did, and they all looked good.
Mitch, my wedding shop failed because I was giving free chocolates to all the girls, and it kept ruining the dresses. So I see why they do wine and stuff.
White wines, though.
So you picked out your dress.
I picked out my dress.
Did they at least give you champagne?
Like? No. I bet I could have brought some, but...
By the way, it's a fucking horseshit. I know Marie's seen the dress and I haven't. I would like to know what this dress looks like. I'm going to guess it's white.
How are we doing? Hot or cold?
Hot or cold.
It's not the pink one my mom wanted me to try.
What? Are you serious?
Dang, that's too bad. That's... Because I thought it would go really good.
No, baby. I can hear your mom. No, baby. It's just that you're a slut. That's why I want you to wear the pink one.
Did she hold up? She's like, okay, this one or this one? Which color do you like?
I'm not even kidding. There was a pale pink dress that my mom was like, well, I see one that I would really like to try on, but I know you have a completely different taste to me. I'm like, what's that? Classy versus crazy?
Whoa. Coming in hot.
Bridezilla over here.
No, well, I said classic versus crazy.
Oh.
I said it playfully.
Yeah, did you?
With a smile.
Really?
Because also her mom is fucking crazy.
Sherry, you've said playful things to me with a smile, and they've been very hurtful. So I think people get it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking to put on a pink dress.
How many did you try on before you decided?
She said 8.
8?
I think about 8.
8, all right.
Was anyone besides your mom there with you?
Mitch's mom and my grandma.
Oh, so you actually had women to help you pick your dress.
Well, I told them, I'm like, I value your opinion,
but go fuck yourself.
But I'm going to buy what I want to buy. I told them that ahead of time. I did. I was like, I value your opinion. I want to know what you think. But if I fall in love with something, that's what it's going to be.
That's exactly how she sold Mitch to them.
did they give you?
I value your opinion.
I'll value your opinion. But he is what he is.
He is what he is. I can't help it.
And I like him.
Did they give you a hard time or argue about any dress?
No, not really. And it's funny because the dress I picked, Mitch's mom was like, I really like everything you've tried on. Like, it looks good, but I feel like they're missing something. So the consultant actually took me back to where they have all the samples, and I was looking through them, and I was like, well, this isn't what I want, but I think Mitch's mom would like this. So I tried it on, and I'm like, yep.
You liked it?
And then
it?
She put the veil on me, and I'm like, yes, yes it is, yes, yes, yes.
So the veil was the clincher?
I loved it, but the veil was a closer.
It is a good veil.
Thanks.
What? I'm looking at it right now.
I know. It's so, and you know the thing is, Mitch, you're lucky to have someone like Mitch, because Mitch genuinely doesn't give a shit what it looks like.
I did tell her, as long as she doesn't look like a tablecloth, I'm fine. Because, you know, there's some wedding dresses, they look like giant doilies.
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as it doesn't look like that, I'm fine.
There was one I tried on, and I'm like, I really like this. And I was like, Mitch would tell me I look like a tablecloth.
Well, why don't you just get a
leather? I did. I said that.
I'm thinking pearl white leather dress. What do you think? No, for me.
Oh, for you. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I would like it to barely cover your crotch.
Okay, well, that'll be easy. And
I guess what I was surprised about was when you sent me the photo and you were holding the chalkboard thing that she said yes. I'm like, that's something cutesy that my wedding shop did not offer to me to send to my girls. And I'm like, oh. Mine was very anticlimactic. Yeah, but your wedding shop.
Your wedding shop was a Ross, so that's why.
It wasn't.
If I lived in Florida and near you, I totally would have gone with you.
I can understand why you bring people with you, because I was just at one point I did have my maid of honor with me, but when I actually bought it, I had to go back and it was by myself, and it was just like, all right.
Yay.
But when you have other people around you, you're like, yay, and everyone cries and does, you know, girly things that's supposed to make you excited that you just dropped over $1,000 on a dress.
I recently found my shirt that I wore for my wedding, the white Wayavetta one, and it's like covered in paint and all dirty and stuff. I don't know, I have to bleach it, I guess.
It was tucked in someone else's garage because he was using it for a costume.
To wash his car. Oh.
Aw.
Yeah. So it's like ruined.
I don't
ruined.
Care. I don't give a shit.
My dress is fine.
I still wear the sandals from your wedding.
Yeah, that's because you're a cheap hobo. And you wear things so they fall apart.
Do I sound bad?
I don't have a...
Hey, Dutch.
Oh, look.
Is it any better?
Look who decided to do the show.
We don't care about you. We're talking about me now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sherry bought
your wedding.
I bought a wedding dress. Sherry bought her dress.
And by the way, Sherry, as the person who's going to be running your wedding, I want to ask that we put Dutch in the far back corner if we can to DJ. Yes. I would really appreciate. As a matter of fact, can we just hang him from the rafters? I want Dutch to be running around with a Phantom of the Opera mask.
I'm telling you, when I saw this setup, I'm like, this is a shit show. And I don't know how much of you guys, a bunch of you heard when I was breaking up earlier, but the bar was on the completely opposite side of this building, which is like an old like colonial house. And everyone was at the bar. And they were nowhere near where, like, if I even played one of their favorite songs, they would like get up and be like, ooh, we should go dance. It was literally, I think I had at most 8 people dancing at one time. And then a drunk couple would stumble in, and then another drunk couple would stumble in. And like the last 10 songs, it was just the bride and groom because everybody else had left. But they were like, fuck it, we paid for them. Let's just get as much out of this as we can. So
was it even an open bar?
It was an open bar for beer.
Just beer, not even wine?
Just beer.
Well, that's fine.
Ours will be beer and wine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was like, no wine. Stupid.
Because we wouldn't give you wine.
Well, I actually didn't ask if it was wine. I asked for a beer, and then I was like, how much? And they were like, well, that's open. So it might have been wine. I don't know.
Siri, I just want to make sure you have a red apple ale for me, okay? Because that's all I drink. But
yeah, this was. I mean, like Sherry and Mitch, you guys had a horror story of a bad reception. And they at a certain point, I'm sitting there going, "Is it me? Am I playing the wrong songs?" So I'm switching up genres. I'm switching up styles, different songs from different eras, just to see if anybody would come back in.
Did you try the thong song?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know. You know what, Dutchin? I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
If
you tried the thong song, then you're just not going to win. And if you can't get people to dance.
Here's the thing is that, like, I was like, because I normally try to make friends with the wait staff because then they'll feed you and sneak you, you know, free drinks or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, whatever. We're all working. So we're all kind of in the same boat together. I went to one point, like, the guy was coming by and I'm like, am I doing something wrong? He was like, dude, it's a Monday.
Is it
me? I was
like,
does that happen every Monday here? He's like, well, not every Monday. I was like, well, thanks for making me feel good.
Eric said, E-Rock in the Facebook chat says, maybe you should have tried the ketchup song. Did you try the ketchup song?
I don't know what the ketchup song is.
Neither do I. I thought you did. Now I need to look it up. Can someone look up the ketchup song?
I don't know what it is.
Well, I meant look it up. I didn't mean sit there blankly and stare. If somebody on the show...
I don't know what it is. I give up.
I don't know what it is. There's no way to know because it is the Wild West. What is this?
The ketchup song?
What's it about?
I don't know. This is a Spanglish version and it's the official video.
Okay, stop that. I'm going to play it on the big screen.
Okay.
All right, stop. Now I am interested. I'm interested. All right. Ketchup song.
I mean, this was the Spanglish version, so maybe there's a fully English version, but...
I like it.
There's a dance to it, apparently. There's a dance to it, apparently.
Hey, who's playing it? What's going on?
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, Dutch.
Come on.
Dutch!
What are you doing?
I'm not doing it.
Is there an echo or something?
Yeah, there is on my end. Am I the only one hearing it?
I didn't hear an echo.
It happened and then it stopped and then it happened again.
Well,
and
whatever.
Then it stopped.
Let's see if I can.
Well, then you guys should stop freaking out.
Oh, I know this. Yes, okay, I know this. This stupid dance. I've seen people do this dumb dance. And by the way, they just ripped off the fucking hip hop song from fucking Rapper's Delight. What about that? Fucking posers.
By the
way,
I don't know that one. I give up.
So when the whole right after the garter throw, because they wanted to like front load everything, like with the cake cutting, bouquet toss, garter, all that stuff.
Because it's a Monday and everyone's going to leave.
Well, and also they didn't want to pay the photographer past 8:30. And they wanted to get all that stuff out of the way. And then like right at that time, they're like, you know, just start the dancing right then and there. And so usually it's always good to start with like some shitty line dance.
Right.
And it's always a safe bet, especially at a wedding, to do with the Cha-Cha Slide, which is hands down the worst song ever created.
God, I hate that song.
But I start out, I'm like, all right, white people, let's see some line dancing.
Everybody clap your hands.
And I said that, and then like the floor cleared about 15 minutes later. And I'm like, did I offend people by saying white people? Like,
I'm with
it. I was talking to like the groom was coming over me because him and I know each other, and he's just like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Like, I don't know. You're doing a good job. I don't know.
I'm with E-Rock. He says the garter toss should be with a t-shirt gun. I like that, but I would also like when you shoot the rice out at the end, it being a t-shirt gun and just pelt people with rice. Oh God! 3 dead at a wedding.
It's okay. You can say all you white people line dance at mine, Dutch, because there's going to be exactly one Cuban there.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh man, really? Am I really the only person not white there?
Yeah.
Does Marie count? Because Armenian's kind of like a
habsies. Yeah, but she really loves pumpkin spice, so she's white.
Oh, I love pumpkin spice. Are you kidding me?
Can we agree? Is that the barometer?
Basic bitch.
Is that the barometer?
I woke up last Sunday and it looked kind of foggy outside, and the first thing I thought was pumpkin spice is coming.
Yeah. So she's more white than Armenian. Like she doesn't really hate Turkish people, so you know.
You're pretty white too.
I am white in terms of how I act, but yeah. I would say that I'm the darkest one in the fucking group.
No, yeah. I am. I have black brothers.
No,
so
I meant...
I'm way darker than you.
Idiot. I meant literally my skin color. My literal skin color.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I don't know. Sherry's mom is pretty tan, but she...
I called her a Mexican and she got offended.
Whoa, hold on. Now I'm kind of offended. What's going on?
You may have all just said the N-word.
Yeah.
Well, then she showed me her belly and then I thought she was Alaskan, so.
Iraq goes Armenian, all white with pink eyes. No, those are albinos. I believe you. You're close, though.
It's pretty close. I could be an albino.
No, you're
Armenian.
Not. If you were, then you're a daywalker. Because you're pretty dark.
Well, no, I was just saying an Armenian could be albino. Yeah. Like, that could have happened.
Hey, guys. So I asked a question on Facebook, and I thought it was good, so I thought I'd ask you guys. Do you think, because I know Mitch and Sherry just saw Suicide Squad. Do you guys think that movies have gotten worse, or have our standards gone up? Because, and this is the reason I asked this. Let me frame it for you. I was rewatching, for whatever reason, I don't know why, not too long ago, the original Independence Day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know...
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. But I was like, I wonder, what do you think that movie would have got if it was released today? Because I think it wouldn't have done well. I think it would have got
probably the same as the
exactly, which is what, 22%, right, or some shit like that.
Something terrible.
Yeah, because
the remake didn't do well.
No, it did not. And
you can watch movies in the theaters again.
Marie and I watched some of it, but and then I ended up finished watching because I had to know.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky. I did it for you. It's not good.
Thank you.
The new Independence Day movie is not good, and. For many reasons, but the most embarrassing reason was they did a lot of like, oh, that happened in the first movie moments, but like
a lot of throwbacks.
But yeah, but one or two is fine, but it was to an embarrassing point, you know.
Ooh.
Like it was just I didn't like it, but anyway, it was forced. But my point is, do you think movies have gotten worse? Or have our standards for movies gone up?
I rarely watch movies.
Yeah, because you watch more. You watch more TV, right?
That didn't answer his question.
Well, right, but there's never any like good movies out that make me go, "Oh my god, I have to go see this."
Well, have you watched a new movie that was released in the last year?
Yeah, we watched Suicide Squad. Well,
there you go.
Let me rephrase that. We fell asleep to Suicide Squad about 20 minutes into it. Both of us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep because the cam you were watching was so shaky?
Not even that. It was just boring. It was just stupid. It was. I said it to you, but it was like Jim Carrey's Riddler was a better character than Jared Leto's Joker.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's how bad I thought Jared Leto was. It. But even that's just the bad movie in general, I didn't like it. I didn't want to finish it. I just fell asleep.
What was the last movie we saw in the theater? What was the last one we paid for? And I know
Hunger Games?
I know it was.
The last Hunger Games.
And we went to a matinee because we're cheap.
Well, the book was much better.
I would like to argue that we pump out more movies today than we did historically. And if you break it down to how many good movies can you count in the last 2 years versus how many good movies do you remember from, say, 1995, we might still be pumping out the same number of good movies, but we're pumping out way more bad movies in between.
Well, I'm going to name some blockbusters, and I want you to tell me what you think their Rotten Tomatoes score. And Mitch, can you pull them up, what their actual one was? I just want to see, like, for example, if Independence Day came out now, Marie, what do you think it would have gotten on Rotten Tomatoes?
The original one?
The original one. And Mitch, pull up with
it. It came out today or came back? It came out in 2000, whatever.
It came out today.
Please remind me the rating scale. Are more tomatoes bad or more tomatoes good?
It's just a percentage.
Higher percentage better. Like a test, a 100% is an A.
I think it probably would have gotten like an 82.
Okay. What did it get, Mitch?
I'm still pulling it up. It's going really slow. 61.
Really?
Ouch.
On the original, like
the original 161.
Now,
because basically how they, correct me if I'm wrong, the way they do it is they just basically take a positive or a negative review.
And that goes up or down.
And that goes either up or down, and they just put a percentage of the amount of positive reviews as opposed to negative reviews.
Yeah, but the thing is with I guess this doesn't really work because you're not seeing all the reviews at the time.
Right.
A lot of people have reviewed it since.
Right. And but see the difference, the audience score is 75% liked it.
Okay, so let's do this
Rotten
again.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 61. The people gave it 75.
What did Google this for me? What did Siskel and Ebert give it? Because they were around when it came out. Because they remember for a while they were like the go-to. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
They were the if you want to know if a movie was good, you watch them. I'm curious what a movie like
and
that.
Then Siskel died, and Ebert had his jaw chewed off by a.
Ebert gave it a 2.5.
So that's 50-50, basically.
Yeah,
wow.
I think it's out of 5, right?
Yeah.
It's out of 5,
Yeah,
think.
It's out of 5. Wow. Wait a second. So was Independence Day, I just picked it out of whatever because I saw it, because when I remember watching it, it was everybody was talking about it, and it was huge, and everybody loved it.
I liked it when I was
younger. Yeah. I remember anybody saying it was a bad movie. Maybe because I.
But then again, we're talking about like when we were in high school and that came out.
Yeah.
Was the internet?
We're talking about high school brains. The reviewers were coming from being like sophisticated human beings.
I was going to say
96 is when it came out.
In 1996, was Rotten Tomatoes even a thing?
No, it wasn't. No.
When we were excited about it, the review site wasn't there, so that means haters gonna hate. We're going backwards in time.
No, but this would have been in the newspaper, you know, movie reviews or whatever.
I was gonna say, do they have a what it was rated then?
Well, that's why
they just take the overall ratings now from all the idiots who could potentially become a Rotten Tomatoes certified reviewer.
Well, that's why I said Siskel and Ebert, because you would know what people. I would at least get a good gauge of what the critics thought of it back then. You know. But okay.
Oh, they have the reviews for. Oh wait, no, these are all from 2008. Yeah, 2016, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, they don't have the original ones.
What's okay? Jurassic Park. If Jurassic Park, the original one we're talking about, came out today, Dutch, what do you think it would have gotten on Rotten Tomatoes?
Because it's Spielberg, I think they probably would have given it at least a 70%.
What does it have now, Mitch, on Rotten Tomatoes?
93.
That's good.
That makes sense. That sounds right.
But back then,
Jurassic Park,
it was huge back then.
Jurassic Park's is one of those movies that I rewatch it today, and when you first see the dinosaurs, you're like, man, CGI was so, like, why don't they do CGI that good now? You know? Like, because I thought it was so cool, you know?
The reason why I said 70 was because that whole, you know, Siegel only gave it like what, a 2.5 out of 5?
Right.
So they gave you 50% basically.
Now,
Roger Ebert gave it a 3, and I think his rating's actually out of 4.
Out of 4, you might be right.
Yeah, so he gave it a 3 out of 4.
Well, okay, so I mean, I think writers and movie companies have gotten lazy, but I think, you know, everybody's saying like, "Oh, there's always reboots and everything's a reboot," you know, right? That's what everyone complains about.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. But here's the thing. People still go watch them. I paid a lot of money to go watch them.
Yep.
Because so, there's nothing else out.
I know, but it's one of those vicious circles. You know what I mean?
Right.
The problem is there's not enough Coen brothers. They're not making No Country for Old Men or Memento or anything like that because they're not money makers. They're not box office.
Who's the best new director? All right. Then who's the best new director? Who is like...
New as in how long?
Let's say within 10 years.
Judd Apatow.
No, that's more than 10 years.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams, Judd Apatow. Ooh. That's not more than 10 years. I mean, he didn't come into prominence
right.
less
okay,
than 10
you're right,
years
you're right,
ago.
You're right.
He's been around. But
Phil
we're talking about, like,
Lord.
What?
Phil Lord.
Ass kisser.
Phil Lord. Smiller. Oh, my God.
21, 22 Jump Street, Lego movie. No, awesome.
They promised us fucking voiceover work, and I'm still have a beef.
Well, they haven't started filming Star Wars yet, the Han Solo one. I mean, I'm sure we're going to
call us back after I called him out on the air about that whole thing. Then him and I will be cool.
I've been working on my Sand People voice, so I think that's what I'm going to go ask to be.
I hear it.
Can you show us?
You want to hear my Sand People voice?
Yeah, Sand People voice.
Yo, dog, where my code 4-5?
That's not
what.
Close.
I think you're still a little too urban. You
it's
need to
close.
Get move out of the city just a little bit.
Oh no, that's not Sand People.
No, that's not.
Well, then
it's
I got
be at work at all.
Yo, dog, we walk in single file, so people can't see how many of us around, homie.
I mean, you have the Get plot closer. Right.
We're getting closer.
The plot's still accurate in context, but
yo, homie, you need a droid. You need a droid.
Okay.
Come to the back. I got a droid for you, dog. I got
Still
a droid.
Not okay.
You don't mind? It's on Metro PCS, right? You don't mind? All right. That's me. I'm trying out. I'm going to be very good in it. It's going to be great. I'm thinking. Yeah,
we're going to be good, Chris and Phil. Like, just you know, don't be dicks this time around. Call us.
I'm thinking spinoff. I think they're going to give me a spinoff. I've already planned it. Like, you know. It's going to be great. It's going to be about this urban Sand People family that they just work really hard day to day, you know, just trying to raise their kids. And they used to live on Tatooine. It's real sad, guys.
How funny was that, though? Like when I asked him about that the last time they called in, he was like, actually, We had other radio guys do it. There's no real reason why we didn't have you guys do it.
I know.
Like, well, why?
Should have just had you guys do it. I have no idea why we had these other people do it.
We would work for so little.
Like, you know, for fun.
We just want to say that we did it.
Jason Jason in the Facebook chat says, my sand people is spot on. So thank you. I'm very glad. You know, I was also working on some sort of jive talking flying alien. But, you know, it didn't work out. Apparently, it's too racial.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
It's. Well,
I'm
maybe,
not
okay.
gonna.
Or maybe actually try.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do
it. I know, I'm curious.
I'm not.
I said no, but I really meant yes.
No, I ain't doing it.
As most women do.
That's not good, Marie. What? It's not a good message to send out there.
You said no, but you meant yes. Like, no. I don't want to have sex with
you. Oh, my God. Marie would be
I really mean yes.
Marie would be the worst rape counselor.
I've been volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club, and I feel like I've been making a difference.
Yeah. Well, I can't argue that you have been making a difference. I just think it's a positive one.
No, I would beg to say girls are looking up to me.
Yeah, they are. And crying.
I would say I'm a role model.
Oh, God. Royce, do more sand people. All right, guys.
Wait. Yeah, how many nieces and nephews do you have, Marie?
So people from Alderaan, they talk like this.
How many, like, direct nieces and nephews?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, people can actually look up to you. Because normally people who look up to you the most are the ones who are, like, direct family. And usually it's, like, nieces, nephews,
I have
and things like
that. One niece. She is 4 months old. She looks up to me highly. She saw me for 5 hours.
Oh, okay. That's all you have? Oh, I thought your brother had more than that.
No, I have one niece.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
She's a little thing.
She's a little itty bitty. She's a legitimately cute baby. I'll give her that. But
am I the only person on the show who has like a shitload of nieces and nephews?
Yeah, yeah. Because you come from some sort of weird like religious tribe.
No. So I have two crazy parents. You thought adopting 11 and having 12 was a normal thing to do.
And how's that different than a religious tribe that makes you drink water at night?
There's no religion involved in it. They were just Dutch Baptists who would just like to fucking adopt.
And I thought Dutch Baptists is when they feed you water and make you piss your bed.
That too. By the way, I addressed that with my father this weekend too because he was in town.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay. Tell me.
So I told you guys last week about how I addressed that whole thing with my mom. And she got all bitter at me and was just like, well, Joel, we did the best we could raising kids. And once you have kids, maybe you can do a better job. Got all like indignant with me. I talked with my dad. He just started laughing. He was kind of like, well, like, that's what the study was at the time. We were just trying to figure out how you could stop wetting yourself. And I was like, Pops, do you understand when I stopped wetting the bed? And he's like, what? And I was like, when I started lying to you guys and telling you that I did drink 2 glasses of water before I went to bed and I just stopped drinking water past 8. And he was like, oh.
Can I say that you guys are all dicks? It took Doc from Rorschach and Doc to come in and notice Marie got a haircut. Because Marie got her hair really short and no one said
I'm not looking
anything.
At her camera tonight.
Yeah, I did cut it short. It's okay.
It's
camera.
Hard for us to see you guys on the...
Yeah, you don't like to do this correctly where we can actually see you.
It's
Royce,
not
kind of
I don't think he can.
It's not that I'm not doing it correctly. It's that I can't. There's no other options.
No, you can. You're just being a jerk.
Okay.
Marie,
you're
send
right.
me a picture.
Don't you want us to see your wife's lovely haircut?
I can't.
You're kind of being a dick right now.
I really can't. There's nothing for me to do.
Now there's just a blank screen.
Yep, because now what you get you nothing. Doing? When you complain, you get nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Here,
up.
I'll post this picture in the chat, which is our friend, the guy that Royce kissed once. He also had really long hair, about the same length as I did, and he also cut it above the shoulders.
Oh,
the same weekend.
Twinsies.
So we're still twinsies. We were twinsies before. We're still twinsies.
Wasn't he in like a Aww. Contest with Mark?
Yes, for growing their hair out. He actually donated what he cut for kids who have cancer, like to make wigs.
Right.
I said,
did he lose then?
I don't know, but I think the whole point was for them to grow it and to give the hair to the kids. But I said, you know, he could have made like at least 7 or 8 merkins out of that. And for those who don't know, merkins are pubic wigs, and those are real things. For the man,
you know, it would have been funnier if you just left it at that. You didn't have to explain what it was.
No, they are. For real.
Yeah,
like,
but
I
anybody who would have gotten it would have just gotten it either way.
You're just bitter because you have terrible internet and your AOL minutes are running out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
way to fight, girl.
I'm not fighting. I'm not even mad. Now that's how a girl fights.
Right?
Why are you so aggressive right now?
I'm not being aggressive.
Aggressive.
You're scaring me right now.
I'm.
That's the greatest.
Oh, you're scaring me.
You're scaring me right now. That makes you want to put your fist through drywall.
I know, right?
You just made this a domestic violence thing. I know. And we were just arguing about leaving the door open for flies coming in.
Dutch, you're scaring me right now.
No, you're scaring me right now.
You are.
Oh, and that's when I drive to the office and sleep there for the night. Because God damn you for even pulling that card out.
You sleep at the sprinkler store?
Yes, I do.
So can you guys see the picture that I just shared?
In the chat room.
So you're talking about nieces that look up to you. So this is how I'm being
gymnast right there.
This is how I'm being an aunt. My brother sends pictures of the kid all the time to us because he lives up in New York and I can't ever see her. And so we're in a family chat where it's my parents and my brothers. And he just posted a picture of the little kid putting her toe into her mouth. And I just go, well, I can do that shit. So I was like, Royce, get my phone out. So I get down the floor and I put my foot up to my mouth and I sent it back saying, she must have got it from me. to which my older brother replies, Maria's having some adjustment issues, no longer being the youngest.
Very funny. So funny.
She yelled at me to take a picture of her doing it.
I was like, Royce! That is
so funny, though. If you're going to respond to anything, that's the way to do it.
It is.
It was just shot for shot. It's the same angle, the same foot, and it's like, it was so beautiful. I had to stare at it for like 10 minutes.
Yes, adult Marie was sitting there putting her foot in her mouth.
31-year-old Marie. I'm like, she must have got this from me.
Oh,
hold on.
31. Ew.
I know.
Yuck. I didn't That's sign really up. Funny, I didn't know. When we met, you were not 31. So I think that you really need to make some changes.
You're right. And I signed up for you knowing that you were going to get older.
I know. That's right.
It's unfair.
Hoping you'd get older.
Hoping.
It's unfair. Really.
I thought you'd grow out of your Cubanness, though.
Oh, no. If anything, I'm more entrenched. I am more entrenched than ever.
Yeah, that shit gets solidified as you get older. Mm-hmm. When you get close to dying, your heritage becomes the most important thing in the world. You start going back to the homeland. You pick up your old language again. You start teaching the traditions to the younglings. Like,
hey, there's flights now from JetBlue, $99 to Cuba. So if anyone wants to go to Cuba.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for real. $99 starting August 31st.
From anywhere or from Florida?
I'm assuming Florida, not from fucking Nome, Alaska. Is that a real place?
Deal. You don't have to be all mean about him. He was just asking.
Yeah, but look at him. He's from
Florida or from Tallahassee. Like, I mean, he wasn't assuming Gnome.
Why are you being a white knight?
Maybe I was. Alone?
He's being a dick. I was planning.
No, I'm trying to help Mitch. I don't like seeing my friend get yelled at by my other friend. You guys need to stop fighting.
I've heard you yell at him many times. Many, many times.
Again, girl argument.
No, it's not. You're just saying that. Don't change the topic. Don't change it. Are you hungry? No,
that's the same type of...
You know what it is? Your blood sugar's low. That's why you're yelling at me. Girl argument. I love girl argument. It's my favorite.
Girl argument's the best.
You can't lose. Girls don't lose because girl arguments are so good.
As long as you shift it to something that you know makes them mad, then you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Ladies, take it. Well, I mean, every lady who's listening probably has done this 1,000 mm-hmm. times at this point. But if anybody from that, what was the high school that listens to us?
Murray.
Archbishop McCarthy,
freshman, if you want to win an argument with your boyfriend, who you're only going to have for about 6 weeks and it's going to feel like 6 years, that's the way to argue with them. Just flip it on something that they know, that you know is going to get them. Because they'll completely lose track of what it is they're actually arguing about. Be like, wait, my blood sugar isn't low. Your blood sugar is low. Yeah. And then be like, why are you're scaring me right now.
Well, my favorite is why do you got to bring up the past? Because when you're right and you bring up the past, why do you got to bring up the past? But if you do something wrong, you'll hear, well, actually, August 14th, 2007, right. I remember. I'm like, fuck, come on. So it's unwinnable.
I hate bringing up the past.
Unless it benefits you, then you love it.
No.
Marie, did you read the Skype thing?
Did I read the Skype thing? Play the... You do it. You're fine.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were doing it or I was doing it. I just
you got it. Let's go to break.
You're good. Finger
the button at this point.
You're good.
I didn't know if I was breaking up again.
Go to break.
Oh, my God.
You're fine. Don't
Are
be
we
so,
breaking up?
Don't be so self-conscious.
I am so breaking up with all of you.
Oh, my God.
Live Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
So, Mitch, I'm interested in the King Kong Coletta dong because it's just big enough for me. How can I save money on it, though?
Well, Marie, if you use promo code DEAL48, you'll get the King Kong Coletta dong for 50% off.
Wait, is the King Kong Coletta dong 48 inches or is that my promo code?
That is your promo code and the girth, so you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's how I like it. Now, do I get anything else special with my King Kong Coletta dong?
Yes, on top of your 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free DVDs and a free gift.
Ooh, but if only it came with free shipping.
Actually, Marie, it does.
Oh,
your King Kong Coletta dong will be at your door for free shipping.
Oh, I can't wait to try my King Kong Coletta dong.
I have one myself, and I love it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mitch.
Deal 48.
Deal 48.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
This is Doc Wheatley contacting the mothership. Mothership, are you there?
Hello, Doc Wheatley. How can I help you?
Listen, I want to listen to More Like Radio on the go, you know?
But we don't have web access here.
No, we do. Shut up. Listen, you got to just go on your smartphone and download the TuneIn app. TuneIn app, and you can listen to More Like Radio on the go. You just got to download the goddamn app and search for More Like Radio on the fucking app.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
No.
Oh, shit.
TuneIn app on the store. Get it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Okay, Titus, so Carol Doberman will be interviewing you from the studio.
Okay. Good evening, Carol. Carol! Carol, no! Okay. Got it. Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather, leather.
Oh, okay. So we're scheduled to go on in about 3 minutes, so just sit tight and I'll count you in when we're ready.
Gonna be famous. Gonna be on TV. Gonna be famous. Soaring on the wings of my dreams.
I'm joined now by a friend of one of the women, Titus Andromedon. Mr. Andromedon, can you hear me?
I'm gonna be rich. Gonna buy a real belt and burn off my skin tags. Eternity! Once I am famous, I'll never be alone. I'll have so many friends. My X-ray machine will need a longer tape.
Moron, you're on the air.
No, 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 no. Oh, Carol. Oh, no. Why? I want to start over. I want to be a baby.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Andromedon?
Don't say my name! And don't show my face! My face!
Second hour, Dutch and Royce, MoreLikeRadio.com.
You better let...
954-573-2780.
You better let the beat drop.
If you'd like to also check us out, you can get in touch with us on Skype, Hippo Juice Film, if you're on your laptop, or whatever. Ah. Have they come and gone? I know you sent me that whole thing. It's
no,
August.
October.
October, okay.
You got time. At Red Rocks.
Yes. I definitely won't. I'm going to do my best to check that one out.
It'll probably be cheap, too. It's not going to be expensive. I doubt it.
No, no, not at all. You know who's actually going to be coming to the Colorado Springs is Brian Regan.
Oh, really?
Ask me how much his tickets cost.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. For any level, like, what are we talking?
Okay, so we have. So it's like it's in a theater,
right?
So you got your low level, your like sort of balcony, and then upper balcony.
Okay, so
45.
Okay, hold on. Lower level is going to be really expensive. It's got to be like a couple hundred bucks.
Give me a number.
The 250 for the lower level.
You got it.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's pulling in that much fucking dough, huh?
Lower level, 150 for the upper and 75 for the upper.
That's good for him.
Yeah. He's one of the funniest humans ever.
No, he is. Absolutely. He's fucking hilarious. I love Brian Regan.
But sexually?
Yes, I do. And dude, a clean comic. That's the crazy part. Like,
he showers.
No, not that.
I shower every day.
He's from Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Cool. Bet you know that.
Cool.
No,
I mean, I make his same voices every day driving to work. So yeah, I can see how he comes from Florida.
Yeah, okay.
Ew. You too, in case you drive some time, you too. He is like an invented, like, you know, like when you do a goofy voice impersonating someone who's dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like when I make fun of you.
He has the classic dumb voice.
Right. That wouldn't exist unless he was around.
Okay, let me show you my dumb voice. My name is Dutch. I'm a big dummy. Is that a good one?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
But see, like, I get.
Why did you say that, Dutch?
I get.
Don't say that about yourself.
Let me hear your dumb voice.
I get Brian Regan road rage, so I'll just be like, "Oh, I guess I'm just gonna cut in front of this person over here."
Right in right now. I'm just gonna come in with my jelly donut.
I'm just gonna drive 30 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. It's fine.
I'm just gonna set up the DJ booth on the other end of the venue.
I don't like how everybody's like equivalating Regan's dumb voice to me right now.
Hold on, equivalating.
That's wasn't
word, right.
Equivalating is not a word, dude.
It's
equivalate. Equiv.
It's super close.
Jackson 5. Tito.
You should give him like a B minus for effort.
All right.
He is close.
It's close.
Equivalent.
Yeah, that's a word.
He said equivalate.
You know, he said equivalating.
Equivalating.
That's even better.
Equivalur.
Exactly. Wait, hold on. What's the correct? Now I'm stuck. Now, like, what's the correct way of saying that? Because I don't want to screw that up again.
Of saying what? What were you trying to say?
Equal to.
Epidermis.
Well, equal to is a correct way of saying equal to. Mm-hmm. You could just say equal to.
Yeah, just do that. Know,
were you thinking of
equivalent in a Google?
Were you thinking of...
And it's stupid.
Were you
Google
thinking,
says equivalent is not a word.
Are you, were you thinking...
Be equal to another.
Were you thinking of equivalent?
Equivalent?
Equivalent.
Were you thinking
right, whatever the tense was that I was attempting to use. I mean, nobody said I was smart. I'm just saying I was
trying to use smart work. Nobody said you were smart. You can just leave it at that.
No. But you're the best darn DJ on a Monday night that Littleton, Colorado's ever seen.
Words are hard.
You know this shift that's happening in the show right now, where I'm the one who everybody gets beat, who everyone beats up on.
I wasn't beating you up. I was complimenting you.
Right, yeah, I said you were the best little DJ.
I said you were the best
little DJ.
And I called you little. That's a compliment.
No, okay, I'm not a John. You're not doing it to me.
Doing what to you?
That.
He has this face that he just looks like that. You know how when you give a toddler a piece of broccoli for the first time?
Yeah, he hates it.
You just had the I just ate broccoli for the first time and I don't know what this is face. It was pretty funny.
Dutch and is yelling at somebody.
Yeah,
he muted
himself.
His mic. He's
screaming. Not even
he's
listening
screaming.
To me.
The dogs were fighting. They Pepper beats the shit out of dog. I call him dog too. She is so much of an alpha over him and she's literally a quarter of his size.
That awesome. Makes sense.
I'm just hearing from... Dude, come. Come here, buddy.
Small dogs always bully big dogs because small dogs have a Napoleon complex.
No, that's true because Sarah will literally...
Oh, boy, dude, it's big.
Bites, I'm a big guy.
Sarah will bite Sterling's face and bite him in the legs
when
they play. He's getting big.
He still has a penis on his head.
I love you so much.
He's talking.
I love you too, buddy. I haven't seen you in like an hour. I know.
Can we just do this for like...
Oh my God. I would watch the shit out of that.
That's him, but Pepper, come.
I would watch the shit out of him.
This is the bully in the house. It's Pepper. Pepper, come. Good girl.
She's probably all excited because you just said her name.
This little thing beats the shit out of dude on a regular basis.
Hold
like
her in one hand.
She literally will hold him, chomp him down on his neck, and be like, bitch, you ain't moving.
Why don't you ever record that so I can laugh at it?
It's the weirdest thing is anytime Kelsey and I try, they stop doing it.
Oh, they know.
He's just like, why are they looking at us? We were just trying to have fun. They're trying to make like a YouTube thing out of it. Ugh, okay, we'll go our separate ways.
I'm not about that.
Come on, mom, stop embarrassing me.
Gosh. Oh, even though I am a dog, he's not a pony, but he could be. Get out of here, both of you.
You go on now. You get.
Dude, fucking, have you been watching any of the Olympics?
Yes.
Fucking Usain Bolt. Oh my God.
Did you see that thing that took over the internet?
Yes, him smiling at the cameras as he's running by.
He was in his one of his prelims, like one of the semifinals before the actual gold medal race. Mm-hmm. He was so far ahead that he looked to his left and was like running and gave a thumbs up and smile to a photographer who was on the sidelines. Can somebody pull up that picture?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
That is how fast he is.
That's how... And the thing is that, like, in the gold medal race, and maybe there it is, yeah.
it's like he's trolling the other three that are tailing him, where he's just like, it's a Looney Tunes-esque smile as the other ones are trying so fucking hard. You can see the intenseness on all three of their faces, and he's just like.
The crazy thing about it is that in the finals race, he didn't get off to a good start at all. Jeremy Gatlin, the American sprinter,
yep,
went way out ahead of him.
Holy shit.
He never really has the greatest starts. It's not about the start for him. He just has the craziest closing speed you've ever seen.
Well, it's because
he gets at the full speed. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine if we would have played wide receiver for somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how would you cover him?
Well, here's the thing is he's so much taller than any other sprinter. When you're a sprinter, you're usually short. Like, I was a tall girl when I was in track. I could not do the 100. Like, it's something about tall people being too big. You move too slow. It takes too much time to get your momentum going. He somehow figured out how to be super freaking tall and super freaking fast. So once he gets his momentum going, because you said yourself, he has a terrible starting, but... Those legs, like each stride he takes, beats out everyone else's stride.
After
so
he's like 25 yards in, he's neck and neck, and then it's just he looks like some sort of a weird antelope.
Is it
where
you
he's
know,
just galloping away from everyone?
He it's looks like a giraffe.
What the fuck is going on here?
He looks like a sprinter giraffe.
You know what I realized? Not only watching the track was that was fun, but watching like the male gymnast or the female gymnast or whatever, like I found myself, you know, saying, oh no, didn't land that. Oh, they're going to take some points off for that. Then I look at Maria and I go, wow, I know nothing about gymnasts, but
every year this happens to us.
I know nothing about fucking gymnasts. I don't care. But during the Olympics, no, for whatever reason,
everybody becomes a professional judge.
I know.
Did you see? I don't know if you guys saw it, but did you see on Friday there was the women's swim meet, and there was the girl, the USA girl. I don't know her name, but she won the race by like 11 seconds.
Oh yeah,
Katie Ledecky
smoked them.
That person, I don't think she's a human. I think she's a cyborg because every single one of her races, I watched the. It was the 4x200 meter like relay in racing, which means they have basically to do four laps back and forth. The Australians were ahead by a full body length, which is huge in racing, before they got to the final leg, which was that Katie Ledecky girl. And the commentators are going, the Americans are going to take this. That's not enough of a lead for her. And I have no idea who this girl was. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then she jumped into the water. She ended by two full body lengths by the end of it.
It's like I said, like what's happening to like science that we figured out how to do everything better and faster?
McDonald's?
No, it's I fucking hate those commercials during that shit because none of these athletes eat McDonald's. I know I've said it before, but it really bothers me. Why is McDonald's an Olympic sponsor?
One of them did after the races.
Did you see before Usain Bolt was running, he was hanging out with that dude, with another Jamaican guy who was wearing just a pot shirt, and they had on camera on him for a long time.
Yeah, they did.
See if you can look it up. He was wearing a pot tank top. Another runner just fucking hanging out. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's great, though. I mean, come on. It's kind of the thing.
No, I know, but it was just really funny that NBC had to keep it on there since they didn't want to take the camera off of Usain Bolt, you know?
No, they can't.
But, yeah, man, it's fucking nuts. And pole vaulting was crazy to watch. Like,
you watched that?
Yeah, why not? The guys are flying in the air with a stick. That's crazy to me.
Did you know what I did at lunch today when I was just sitting at my desk? I looked up like just videos of the hottest athletes that are in the Rio Olympics.
There's some hot ones. Shit. There's that volleyball chick that everyone's talking about.
No, dude, there's this like short yardage sprinter from the Netherlands. That I forget what her name was, but it's like, whoa.
She was like, whoa.
My body's like, whoa.
Ah, so they were singing about that Netherlands bitch. Good to know.
But
by the way, the other fun thing is now the pot is legal at these places is watching some of the interviews and going, wow, that guy or that girl is fucking stoned right now. Like, it's very, you know what I mean? Like, Michael Phelps did an interview the day after with Bob Costa, and I'm like, he is so high right now. He no, for real, like, you could tell. It was, like, very noticeable. I was like, he's so high right now.
Because he's not like one of those other athletes that's just kind of dumb by nature, like,
no, no.
Like the other swimmer guy. Like, he's been very intelligent in the majority of his conversation, yeah. But it's one of those things you could totally tell.
He was like, yeah, no, it's America, you know, it's the best. I'm like, dude, fucking, I don't blame him. The guy should be able to do whatever he wants. Ryan Lochte got robbed at gunpoint.
Poor Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, did you read about that?
That's like,
I did not hear about
such
that.
A kick in the nuts.
Someone
like,
pull the story that's hilarious. Up. Him and some other swimmers were fucking walking in Brazil, hanging out, and they were robbed at gunpoint.
He did. Yeah, I think at his last event or whatever, he was at a party until 4 in the morning and then left and then got robbed at gunpoint.
Like, poor guy.
And he didn't even win a medal, yeah, so I don't know why they robbed him.
Like, exactly. He didn't win a medal. His hair got dyed blue because of the fucking chlorine in the pool water. And then he gets robbed at gunpoint. Poor dude.
Oh, fuck. That's hilarious. He's a dummy, too. Like, the guy's a...
Oh, he's retarded.
He's a dumb person. Like,
do you remember that interview we had, or not interview, sorry, the last like Olympic cycle? I think we played it on the show, like where they were talking to that morning show, I think in Philly or LA or somewhere, where like after he got off the line with them because they're doing like an ISDN thing, they couldn't stop laughing. Here, I'll try to pull it up.
Here, I got some. Ryan Lochte, these terrible interviews. Great swimmer, terrible interview.
I mean, the reason why I love swimming is because racing.
What defines me? Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, kind of stay under the profile, under the radar. I didn't do that bad at World Championships.
I bet Lochte knows how to have some fun.
Oh, that's for sure.
7 times 4.
21.
What I was always good at was letting things go through, like, through one ear, out the other, so to say.
But that's not talent. That's called not remembering stuff.
That's not a talent. That means you're stupid, bro.
Wow. I have that interview I was talking about, by the way.
All right, go ahead.
What are you doing?
What am I not doing?
Okay.
I'm a lot different than any other kind of Olympian. I mean, there's so much more to me than swimming. And I like to go out and have fun, like to go dancing, hang out with my friends. I like doing fun stuff like playing basketball, skateboarding,
What kind of line could somebody say? What would get your attention?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go forward till right before he signs off. Here we go.
Sink, and then you have the bathroom.
Ryan, good luck to you.
Here
we'll
it
be
is.
Watching.
And then right after the... You. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, man, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Seriously, how are they going to get enough material? What was the question that stumped him?
What a woman can say.
Oh,
what a woman can say.
I guess silence impresses him.
No, it's just a woman couldn't say anything. He is good looking.
I need to eat some oatmeal on that.
He's eating his oatmeal.
He's all going to get jumped.
Wait, seriously, how are they going to put together like 22, 13 weeks of programming?
That's our best reality show.
He's so cute.
Oh, he is cute.
Did you see the plaid?
Yeah.
You should loosen your tie like that because that's sexy. It really is.
She's wiping tears out of her eyes because she can't handle it.
How stupid he is. He's a very stupid person.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, man, the Olympics has just been fun to just throw on and whatever's on you want. Dude, watching the lady shot putters. Jesus Christ.
How about the soccer team?
Losing to fucking...
We beat up by Sweden but in a shootout.
And fucking Hope Solo being the classy bitch who beats up her husband or ex-husband said that they were cowards. I'm like, they weren't cowards.
Because they wanted
a
shootout?
They beat the shit. They beat you in the shootout, period. That happened.
They also beat Brazil in a shootout.
Yeah. So fucking who cares?
They play good defense. Like, what do you...
It's funny. This is around the same time that the women wanted to raise their pay because apparently the male soccer players, like, for the World Cup were making a lot more. And the female...
Like quadruple the amount.
Yeah. And the women weren't. But I understand women are winning and they don't. But it's also which one has more ratings, though?
The females?
The females have more ratings?
Big time. Dude, the guys didn't even qualify for the Olympics this year.
No, I know, but I'm talking about the Olympics, I'm talking about the World Cup, they say, because they don't get paid for the Olympics.
Right, but if you're talking about just women's soccer in general, it's way more popular. The women's soccer is way more popular than men's soccer in the U.S., 100%.
No, I...
Well, what about the world, though?
Well, the world is what I'm talking about.
No, not even close.
But we hate women.
Okay.
See, the U.S.,
women are the worst.
I feel like the U.S. cares about women's soccer more because the women are hot.
Yes, thank you, duh. Like,
and win.
Yeah, that's fine. But also, they're hot, and they are hot. There's a lot of hot women on the U.S. fucking soccer team. On a lot of the female
Alex
soccer teams.
Alex Morgan, dude, are you kidding me?
Jeez. And I mean, I kind of get a fear boner from Hope Solo. She might
She might just punch you with her...
Punch
with
you...
her hairy asshole.
Yeah, with her... Yeah, God, remember when that leaked? I was like, come on, girl, shave that asshole.
Come on.
You're better than that. You're fucking... Come on.
I can't look at her and not think about that.
I know.
Which, by the way, is the saddest part about the whole fappening thing. It's like, oh, they didn't want that shit out there.
Exactly. You can't think about it.
Get out of here.
And for what we all know, she just had a bad week where she didn't shave, you know? Like, and we're judging her on that one picture of her hairy asshole.
Right.
And it was very hairy, though. I mean,
you know, it was weird, though. It was like, after the whole Michael, by the way, 23 gold medals.
Dude, just a fucking machine.
Do you guys, I don't know if you remember, I vaguely remember, I'm like, I think there was like some crazy ass win that the U.S. men's team had in like the four. I was like in Beijing. It was the year that Michael Phelps broke out and had like this crazy ass win. And I ended up looking it up on YouTube. And I love hearing announcers just lose their shit.
Right.
And maybe I'll play the audio and maybe it might be worth, I'll send you the video in here in a second. Here, hold on. Pop it, pop it. Here, I'll put it in the chat room for you.
Okay.
Go to the...
What chat room did you put it in?
The good one.
Go to where?
More Like Radio.
Always excited.
Okay, but where in the video?
Go to about 5 minutes in.
A shocker here. Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up. Bernard has lost.
back up to about like 4 minutes and.
Okay.
Switch skip turning because you hear the announcement. I'm sorry. Just set this up. It's a 4x1. It's one there and one back. And basically, at that point, like the last guy was in the pool was in the last leg, and they were like, oh, they're going to come in second. There's no way they're going to catch up. And then something crazy happened. So go ahead and play.
Absolutely going to be shattered here. The United States try to hang on a second. They should get the silver medal. Australia is in bronze territory right now, but Lizak is closing a little bit on Bernard. Can the veteran chase him down and pull off a shocker here? Well, there's no doubt that he's tightened up. Bernard is losing to Feld. Here comes Lizak. Unbelievable at the end. He's done it. The U.S. has done it. He did it. He did it. He did it.
That man has a family. By God.
Oh, my God.
People just lose all professionalism. I found that fun. I was just like, dude, that's cool. Like, that's the stuff you see in Olympic. Pull back a little bit just where they start screaming before he comes in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Rock.
Oh, no, he did it.
Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up.
At that point, he's still trying to be professional, but his voice is escalating.
He's done it.
I just imagine them just standing up in the booth, hugging each other and yelling with their headsets flopping around.
Dude, hold on. I'm sorry. One more time. The guy almost lost his voice.
A shocker here. Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up. Bernard is losing to Feld. Here comes Lizak. Unbelievable. He's done it. The U.S. has done it. He did it. He did it. He did it.
Actually, you know what it reminded me of? You know the Family Guy sketch where Stewie just keeps raising his voice a little bit higher? Huh? He's going to go a little bit higher. He couldn't handle it.
Jim Ross commentates on Rio gymnast breaking leg. You want to watch it?
Oh.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for those that are watching,
that is
that's Jim Ross commentating over the guy that broke his leg at the Olympics. We're watching the video. Just search Jim Ross Olympics. It'll be the first one that comes up. Hold on, you want to watch?
Who is,
who is Jim Ross
from WWE, the commentator?
Okay.
With the hat. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. One more time. Here we go.
Oh my God.
They killed him.
It was sick to hear. It was sick to see. My God, I've never ever seen anything like this.
It's always funny. It's always funny.
I never would have thought to put those two together.
That's, I know.
Because I saw that clip the other day.
People are geniuses, I swear.
It's so simple.
Oh, God, that guy's leg, though. It's not. He put some ice, I will put some ice on it.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. It's just, you know, just walk it off.
No, your leg shouldn't flop.
Yeah. Like, what used to be stiff shouldn't be rubber.
You shouldn't be able to use your leg to tell which way the wind is blowing.
Oh, fuck.
That's not good. Did you see, was it the Armenian whose arms went back the other way?
Oh, God, the weightlifting guy. Oh, God, that was bad. Yeah.
Is there a Jim What's-His-Face on that as well or no?
Let me see.
Because that would be great.
Let's see. Jim Ross.
People really fucked themselves up in Rio this year. It's not. You probably should. Oh, these images are so bad. It's just, ooh. It's nauseating to look at.
Why are you doing it?
Why am I looking at it?
His arm snapped.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. I shouldn't have looked at it.
That's pretty bad, Marie.
Oh, was.
Okay, I got a Jim Ross one for
you. Elbow turning the way your elbow's not supposed to turn.
It's so bad. Why do I keep looking at it?
I got a Jim Ross one for you to watch, Dutch. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is not a part of the entertainment here tonight.
Is this still funny?
That's not.
Dutch. Dutch, is this still funny? You want? Who wants to explain it for the podcast listeners?
I'm not going to.
This for the podcast listeners, Jim Ross is commenting on the 9/11 attacks. And how this is not a part of these scheduled entertainments.
This is as real as it real can be here.
God, oh my God, someone, can you see this on the monitors? Get somebody to get out there. Look out! Not again!
Building 2, Tower 2.
Low life, son of a... What is wrong with these guys? My God. What they've done, King! What they have, done to another human being! Yeah, they know what they've done. Look at this.
Oh, okay, all right. Come on, guys. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you guys?
Oh no! Oh, it's so bad.
Maul says, "I love this show so much."
So fucking bad. Oh, no. I feel bad for laughing at that.
I know. I feel bad, too, actually. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Well, laugh at this. I don't even... I have not been following women's weightlifting, but... This?
Whoa!
Look at this fetching
pinnacle.
Beauty.
Oh, pinnacle, can we go back? Human...
I have not been following.
Can we go back to the 9/11 footage? I'd rather see that than this fucking cow. Who is this?
Our
juggernaut is hot.
Our Olympic bronze medalist, Sarah Robles. Have not been following women's weightlifting, no, but this apparently is
Melissa McCarthy's making a weightlifting movie and she's in character, right?
No, she sure? won a bronze.
Really? Did she eat it?
No, I'm pretty sure she just won it.
That's a big girl, man.
Big girl. But then again, if you're thinking weightlifting, like what would you expect?
No, I know. You're right. I mean,
she's just lifting herself. I could lift myself.
Yeah, that's a good. Also, another good point though, Mitch has there. How much does she weigh?
Can you pull of the Armenian guy snapping his arm?
I don't want to watch the video.
But there's the picture if you want to see it. There it is.
His elbow is down where his knee should be. It's just melted off his arm.
Is that a picture of her?
Yeah, that's Sarah Robles.
Oh, okay. Well.
They always say that horizontal stripes are flattering.
She's a fine lady then. Look, she did. I couldn't do what she did, so good for her, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see you participating in the women's weightlifting competition.
Yeah, I found it. Here we go.
What did you find?
Put it in the chat room for you.
No. Oh, no.
Well, we have to now. We talked about it.
All right, here we go.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. Oh, no. I'm going to throw up. It's so
That
bad.
Looks like a lot of weight.
It's so fucking
Is that
bad.
A lot of weight?
What's the volume on?
It's very low. It's off the TV. That's as loud as I can get it.
Oh, no!
It's elbow. So for the listening audience, so your elbow, think about your elbow to your shoulder. Think about that entire bone snapping in half going the opposite direction.
Well, right. Look at your elbow and the way it's bent right now.
The other
now
way.
Pretend it's going the other way.
Why does that? That's an easy one to have Jim Ross do, too. What the hell?
Oh,
fuck.
God, that seriously makes me want to puke.
Can we talk about the good things that people did in the Olympics now?
Well, there was a related video was the hottest athletes at the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
Wait. Where's that?
We don't even need volume for this one. Just
post it in the chat. Post it in the
and
chat.
Just play it
again. Like, and then just his elbow's like indented.
Oof. That's These bad. Are the hottest athletes. Okay.
Yeah, there's no need for volume. Just have it on.
Okay.
This is the one I was watching today. The one I was talking about earlier. Yeah. This is my lunch break today. That's the whole thing, too.
All right. Oh, good. It froze on me. How nice. All right, there it goes. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, the synchronized women's divers. I don't know what country.
By the way, I'll tell you just right off the bat, it's elongated videos for each woman. So.
Wow. Okay, this is the girl I was talking about. This girl, the volleyball girl. Look, this one.
Indoor volleyball.
Oh, my God, that butt, though. Who's this?
Long jumper.
Let's see.
Yeah, she's got good legs.
Let me see your butt. Let me see your butt. That's the thing with the long jump, man. You see their butts. Oh, look at that booty. Oh, that was clapping. That she was clapping. This one I saw. I saw this one live, actually. That was a long jump.
Oh, she does a little.
Whoa, whoa, shimmy.
Dance.
We are perverts. Who is this?
Pole vaulters. Oh. We're just watching hot chicks do sport things.
Oh.
I love that they just put them in bathing suits at this point.
Yes.
Oh, well,
you don't want to get your dick caught on the pole.
Look at those nips. She's perked. This is tennis. We're watching tennis now.
Oh my God. Who's this butt?
I think that Dutch sprinter chick I talked about is up next. I think.
For anyone wanting to watch this, it's Hottest Athletes at 2016 Olympics in Rio on YouTube.
Yeah, that's 4 million views. It'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You know what? We need to. Okay. What do we got?
No, no, no. You got to find the Dutch girl.
Who is this? I don't care about the Dutch girl. Who's? Look at her.
Tennis. Yeah, tennis produces some hotties.
What the fuck? I need you to take up tennis immediately, Marie.
Okay.
Immediately.
I tried tennis. I was not good.
I know tennis. You know tennis.
It's like very big ping pong. It's very not cool.
I was not good with the accuracy. I was good with the power.
Oh, this sprinter?
I always just push it.
What? Hold on. Who's this?
Okay, a long jumper.
I remember her, the one that was going. Oh, what? Okay, this one. Look at that butt.
And
bam.
Look at that butt. Look at that butt. Oh.
Pole vaulters.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell what country these people are from.
Does it matter?
It does, because that's how I Google them.
A butt's a butt's a butt.
All right, we can watch this all day.
And we will.
It's 14 minutes long.
Okay, we need to see. There's a sprinter. This one. There she is, Dutch.
Oh, the Australian sprinter.
Yes.
This girl, everybody knows her.
Yeah. She's so hot.
Michelle Jenicke.
So hot.
She was the one that was bouncing around last time, right?
Yeah, the bouncy girl.
She created the GIF.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to stop. What were we talking about?
We were talking about people breaking...
genres I'm going to jerk off to later.
Breaking their shit.
You think... There's already Olympic porn, I'm sure, right?
I'll do some research right now.
No, I mean, like, do you think there's videos posted from the Olympic people having sex in the village? Like, there has
Olympic
to be.
Olympic porn. Oh, there's a whole subcategory on next videos. Let's search that real quick, Joel.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. We got naked pole vaulters. Well, that's not where you put a pole vault.
Your form is off, young lady.
So,
okay, we have the gymnast porn.
I would like to understand, because I thought this every time I saw a female in the little athletic spandex tighty whities that they have to wear. How... When you're doing a long jump, a triple jump, a pole vault, and you're spreading your legs and you're falling over, how you don't get a wedgie or your badge fly out or some sort of camel toe mishap, like, it never happens. How does that not happen?
It's happened. I'm sure it's happened.
I think with the wedgie thing, they just learn to live with it.
No, and but it doesn't happen.
I think the shorts have gotten to the point now where, like, they know how to cup in the vagina flaps from coming out.
I guess so. They must do a fantastic job, because I have not seen wardrobe malfunctions.
Maybe to be in the Olympics, you can't have a lippy labia.
Or maybe it's just tighter because they're Olympians.
Oh, my God. Just these chat. Just looking at these. Jesus Christ. They're so hot.
That sprinter is just doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I don't care, though.
The little jiggle hop step thing on the starting line.
Yeah, and she looks good doing it.
She does, and she knows it. She knows it.
And the thing is, some of the female swimmers are hot, but those suits, like, compress everything, like their tits and their butt, you know?
They're not about looking hot. They're like, we'll leave that to the track and field bitches. We're here to actually be fast and win medals.
There was a BuzzFeed thing where some of the people put on those the suits that the swimmers wear.
Oh, I saw that.
And they said it takes like a half hour to put on the suit.
Why?
Because everybody who writes at BuzzFeed are fat bitches.
No, not even that. Just the way that, like, even the actual, like, even the actual Olympians, it takes them at least 25 minutes by themselves to put them on. Just because of how tight it is and how much you have to roll it up and whatever. It's
really?
Yeah.
It's that complicated?
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, very compressed.
Super tight.
Yeah.
Like, two of the girls ripped their suits.
Did you see the one dude that didn't even take a picture in it because he was ashamed?
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He just couldn't fit into it, period.
Yeah. That's how BuzzFeed covers the Olympics, by the way.
Yeah.
That's their coverage.
Meaning
13 things to remind you about 90s athletes. All
right, BuzzFeed. Who's your favorite fictional 90s athlete? All right, mine was A.C. Slater, captain of the Bayside wrestling team. Yeah, what's yours, Dutch?
No, you're marketing to
one of our BuzzFeed writers tries to wear Olympic uniforms for 5 days. Let's see how she reacts.
Not good, Karen. All right, back to you, John.
BuzzFeed news?
They used to be...
Another bombing in Syria take place today, and then... Oh, shut up. We don't care about that.
Speaking of which, let's talk about bombs the box office, which was the 13th worst bombs of all time. It's like, Jesus, what are you guys doing?
Look at these cruise missiles dressed as Disney princesses.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck you, BuzzFeed. Fuck you.
You used to be on the cutting edge of, you guys were the go-to place when anything was going viral. You were the place to go to. Now you're a bunch of lists that only girls like. Fuck you.
What hypnotic trend do you have us under, BuzzFeed?
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, BuzzFeed, because you said I took a quiz today, and you said I was a Flareon, except you said I was a Flareon because I was warm and inviting, which is not true at all. I do not like
definitely people. Wet and cold, which would make you a Vaporeon.
It would make me Vapor.
Vapor.
But I think I would be better. I would be a Flareon, but that's because I would burn your house down with you in it.
Yeah, but they that's not you
the,
at your
They were
core.
Going for the nice list, though.
Ah, right. Okay.
No, I'm not a nice, I'm not a warm and inviting person, though.
Well, if we're talking about Pokemon, though, I mean, like.
Even to people I like.
Hammy goes, listen to last week's show, Suicide Squad sucked. Yeah, that's what Mitch said, too. He fell asleep.
Yeah, it was.
I might try again. I might wait for a better, my company to send me a better screener.
There you go. That's a good cover. Mm-hmm.
And then,
that's actually a good way to go about it. I'm waiting for a better screener. Holy shit, Marie.
You got to stop posting these hot women. Can't do a show if you keep posting hot women in the chat.
Whoever invented that type of short
deserves a medal.
Deserves a Nobel Prize.
No, a Congressional Medal of Honor.
All of the
fucking every
all of the honors
give to people.
A Purple Heart.
Everything. That's.
I believe it's Seymour J. Booty Shorts that invented it.
You may as well just have paint on at that point. Like, come on.
I saw an article today also where somebody
BuzzFeed.
A BuzzFeed where a woman said she wore body paint.
She wore body paint for a day
instead of
to
clothes.
See how it would feel
and see if people would notice. Of course, people. By the way,
watch the video.
By the way, of course, people noticed. It's body paint.
She was good looking too.
Was she just doing it as a goof, or was she trying to make some sort of like a social statement?
No, it was a body positivity video. Blah blah blah. Feel comfortable in your own skin, but also she was hot.
Yeah. So then, why wasn't it that fat ugly bitch? Why didn't she?
I was
going
to say, give that to Janet.
No,
give
it
to the fat one in accounting.
I don't want that fat. Girl,
this woman wore nothing but body paint for a day to see if anyone would notice. Let's play the video. Let's see what this bitch did. Okay. Okay, they're painting her. Yeah, but she's hot.
I'm a professional body painter. We're going to be painting Julie.
I'm a professional body painter. Yeah, me too, pal.
To me, body painting is a very interactive art form. your work comes alive on a canvas that is alive.
My name is Julie, and today I am...
Julie is smoking hot. So...
getting my clothes for body paint. I've never been body painted before. I'm definitely nervous.
Growing she has up, that I never... crazy doe-eye look, though.
Yeah. Oh, she's hot, though. Right.
Oh, traffic lights?
I had an issue with my body image until probably late high school.
What issues would you have with your body image?
I was in a musical and I had to wear a leotard on stage. The next day at school, I heard someone talking about my cellulite on my legs. I was always really concerned with if I looked...
But she's super hot now.
Skinny
Well, here's the thing.
That kind of planted a
seed. Here's the difference, Weiss. Is that she's a hot girl.
And I'm putting...
doesn't know how to handle... people insulting her.
Right.
That's, people like us have been able to deal with it for years.
Right.
She's only dealt with it maybe three times in her life, and that stuck with her and scarred her.
Well, I want
to
see
that. We were going with some tiny details and some shading and highlights.
People are going to notice. How do they not notice?
That's fucking good body paint.
It is.
The very last thing that we'll do on Julie is we'll put sealant on her to make sure that the paint is more durable and doesn't come off.
That's really fucking good, man.
It is. I agree.
Check yourself out.
We're about to go and walk around. Let's see if anyone notices.
Hold on. Does she have... did I see correctly that she had underwear on?
At yes. The very least?
There's
yes.
Underwear. Yeah, there's the underwear panties. And pasties.
Yeah, underwear.
Pasties. Pasties. Okay.
Here we go. You didn't notice?
I didn't even notice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did notice because they did, oh, it's paint.
Oh, right away.
It took me approximately 15 seconds.
Do I notice anything?
Wait, what?
Notice.
Whoa, I would not have noticed.
All right, hold on. Pause. She walked around the offices at BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Public.
Did you notice something different?
Ugh. Yeah, okay, so basically you're saying hot women can wear whatever they want. Yeah, we know that, BuzzFeed. But again, if it was a real article, you would have had that fucking fat cow do it. See if people would have noticed. Everyone would be vomiting.
I don't want to see Kristen in body paint.
Yeah. Fucking that dumb bitch.
I don't want to see Kristen, period, actually.
That's the one. That's the one that was wearing the booty shorts, right? And we said we had to be okay with it?
I don't remember. She's just the one that's always doing the...
with the glasses.
I'm a fat girl, but look me try out these skinny people clothes.
With the glasses.
Yeah, that her.
Yeah. That bitch. Ugh, BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks like D.
Why are we so mad at them? Because they used to be good and now they're not? Or what is it about them that irritates us so much?
I don't know. Just everything in general. Just everything.
But we always go back to them.
Because they're always
were a good fuck once. They got fat and cheated on us, and then they're still fat. And it's like,
and now we're
could be hot again, and we could be together.
And now we're trolling them and scrolling through their Facebook photos, going like, oh, look how fat they got.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's sad. And it's like popping a pimple. It's ugly but satisfying, and you want to keep doing more. It's just like, oh, look how awful BuzzFeed's gotten. Oh, look how bad these articles are. I'm gonna read 10 of them.
Right.
Oh, hold on. I need to find out what kind of Pokemon I am, though. I do. That is important.
It's very important.
I'm level 12 now.
But we get drawn back into BuzzFeed, man. Just right back into it.
You can't stop.
Oh, Sherry's taking the Pokemon test right now.
Oh, is she?
She's to find out which evolution she is.
Oh, is she a Cuntimon? What?
Nothing.
Which evolution are you, Sherry?
I'm working
She's
on
still
it.
Still doing it.
One of three.
How many questions do you need for them to give you a fake answer?
Just some sort of generated answer.
And they're keeping all this information and it's going in some weird database where they know everything about us. I'm telling
you, man.
Actually,
to make people fight each other.
Mm-hmm. Real life Pokemon. I do it. Have you seen? I showed you, Mitch, the GTA 5 hacks.
Yeah, that
was
fun.
Where you can play Pokemon in GTA 5, Pokemon Go in the game. It's crazy.
Because you showed me that one. I had seen other ones where you're throwing a grenade, which they modded in to be a Pokeball, and you would catch like pedestrians and strippers and shit like that. But I saw this one. It was cool because they actually put the Pokemon in the game.
Right.
What are you, Sherry?
Espeon. That's not an original Pokemon, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think. She's an Espeon.
What is that?
The electric like one?
No.
I think that's a newer Pokemon.
I think it's like version, like it's a later version.
Is this drink a lot of wine? Because then it's Sherry.
Yes.
What? Which one is it?
Apparently there are 3, 6, 7, 8 evolutions.
Look at this Pokemon. We're going to dress it in body paint and send it into war. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed. Fuck you, BuzzFeed.
Fuck you for still being entertaining somehow.
Yeah, you still go back to it because it's the internet. And again, it's bad. It's the same thing. We all know sugar's bad for you, right? But how good are Oreos?
So
but
it good.
Used to not be that.
Not That's just fish thing. Oreos.
Oh, God. Swedish fish. Wasn't that an article on BuzzFeed?
No, I saw a Kotaku article, whatever. Right. This guy that does, he reviews food.
And by the way, fucking Oreo, if you want to mash up any candy in there, Reese's peanut butter cups and Oreos.
That sounds good.
That is the mashup. Am I correct?
I want that.
I feel like they've done that before, but I might be wrong.
I don't know. Has there ever been peanut butter Oreos, Marie? Somebody tell me.
I don't
me.
Know why, but I vaguely remember that first. Hold on.
I think there has been peanut butter Oreos, but I don't think it's been peanut butter cup Oreos.
There is.
It is. It happened.
I wasn't wrong.
When did this happen? What the fuck? Why?
No, Royce, there's a peanut butter cup Oreo.
I'm looking at it. When did this happen?
I was going to say, I remember getting this when I was a kid. Like, is it around anymore? Obviously, it's limited edition. Is it still around now or no? Do we need to send the animals after them to petition for them to bring this back?
Nabisco Reese's.
It looks like they're still available.
In Walmart. Okay. Of course, Walmart has it. I did not know this. I was fucking...
They're out of stock, though.
I was fucking around.
They're out of stock. Maybe they're not available. They're on eBay.
More like SheBay.
Doesn't make any sense, Marie.
Women empowerment. I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Black Oreos matter, guys.
Hashtag, get out of here?
Hashtag just saying.
Yeah, let's hop out. That sounds good.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
But once we start talking about cookies... It's time to wrap this up.
You know, we just went into a spiral of depression when we started out with hot Olympians and we went to cookies.
Yeah, because only one of those is attainable, and that's a cookies at Walmart. I can't go get a hot Olympian.
Actually, I don't know if you can attain peanut butter cup Oreos at Walmart right now.
You know what?
Sherry,
I would
way
give?
Better.
I've been hold
I'm
on.
Better than you because I bought a wedding dress this weekend.
Mitch.
I am better than you because I vow to put my wedding DJ in the farthest possible corner I can find.
Mariski.
I'm better than you because I'm going to start an affordable wedding photography business where we take photos before Sherry's wedding.
Royce.
And I'm better than you because I'm the equivalence of Dutch.
And I'm better than you because I've actually had peanut butter cup Oreos in my lifetime.
I fucking hate you.
So, thanks for listening, everybody. Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7 to 9. Anything else to plug?
No, I think that's it for the plug factory.
All right, next week, Dutch and Royce, tune in, 10 to midnight.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me.